We've discussed fracking since December when the state of New York announced it wouldn't be allowing fracking, at least for the time being. But Walter Hang, an anti-fracking activist and founder of Toxics Targeting, says we stop paying attention at our own peril. Walter Hang joins us today to explain. Welcome back, Walter.
Hi.
So fracking has been banned, but only temporarily, and we should watch out for that.
That's right. When the Department of Health recommended, quote, until the science provides sufficient information to determine the level of risk to public health from high-volume hydraulic fracturing to all New Yorkers and whether the risks can be adequately managed, Department of Health recommends that high-volume hydraulic fracturing should not proceed in New York State, close quote. So based on that announcement, fracktivists all over said, oh, it's been banned, thank God. But they didn't understand that the word banned doesn't necessarily mean permanently prohibited. We've already had a ban since 2008. It's just temporary. It just keeps going and going. And so the other really troubling thing that was announced on December 17th, 2014, at the cabinet meeting where this public health review was announced was that the health commissioner and the DEC commissioner both said that this public health review recommendation would be translated into reality by adopting a final supplemental generic environmental impact statement. The problem is that that entire ESGEIS proceeding is designed to allow well permits to be issued. So that's how come it just seemed not to really make sense. Why would you complete the proceeding to allow shale fracking potentially if you didn't want it to proceed? And that's how come we've written a coalition letter to Governor Cuomo basically saying, please provide full public notice as well as an opportunity for review and comment before the final ESGEIS is even proposed.
There are some other issues, other statements that have caused you some concern over the past few months, statements made by people like DEC Commissioner Martens.
Absolutely. And so Commissioner Martens testified at a joint legislative budget hearing at the end of January that basically this decision to prohibit shale fracking in the short run could be revisited at any time, quote unquote, if there was new information or anything significant came to light. And the reason that that's of great concern is because the public health review basically determined, quote, based on this review, it is apparent that the science surrounding high volume hydraulic fracturing activity is limited, only just beginning to emerge, and largely suggests only hypotheses about public health impacts that need further evaluation, close quote. So they concluded there are lots of downside risks. We have to proceed cautiously. But the bottom line is maybe one study, possibly even funded by industry, might be sufficient to reopen this entire proceeding and allow shale fracking to go forward. And after 8 years of grassroots activity, fighting so hard to protect the environment, that's how come we want the governor to make clear what is going to happen before the final ESGEIS is proposed. And the reason this is really important is because once the final ESGEIS is proposed, there'll be a 10-day comment period. After the comment period is over, there's no requirement for DEC to revise the final ESGEIS before issuing a finding statement. Once
then
the finding statement is issued, the ESGEIS proceeding is over.
Why is there a 10-day comment period if they don't have to take into account any of the comments during that period?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, you couldn't require the proposal to keep getting amended, right, because then it would never take effect. But
you have
absolutely
to
right.
End the sentence at some point. Okay.
Yeah, you have to end the proceeding, and that's how come we want public notice, public review and comment, public hearings before the final ESGEIS is proposed, because once it's proposed, it's very likely too late. However, there will be that 10-day period. And almost certainly the governor's silence in this matter means that completing the final ESGEIS could provide authority for shale fracking to be allowed in the future. And basically that's absolutely at odds with the Department of Health's public health review. So if
Health
review comes out and we don't like it, there's going to be an unprecedented political firestorm.
A question. I mean, what I heard from Howard Zucker in December was that we don't know what the safety risks are, and therefore let's hold off until we have more information. So if you shut the door on fracking completely, which I know a lot of people would like to see happen, but that doesn't seem to be in keeping with what Zucker was saying.
That's exactly right. And so the issue is that the Department of Health, you know, recommendation has to be somehow incorporated into the final ESGEIS. We need to know exactly how the state of New York is going to determine when the science is sufficient to determine the level of risk to public health, to all New Yorkers, and whether the risks can be adequately managed. That's a wonderful approach. The question is, how is it going to get translated into reality? And that's how come we are really pushing the governor very hard. Last week, hundreds and hundreds of people called his phone number and basically asked him, you know, fulfill this request. You promised that New Yorkers would get government under your administration that they could be proud of. You can't be serious that these decisions that are so weighty, arguably the most important environmental decision in a generation, is going to be done completely in secret without any public input. That's just improper.
Well, when you say that, has the ESGEIS really been done without public participation? I thought that the thousands and thousands of letters that went to the DEC were considered public participation.
That is absolutely true. The problem is that proceeding began 7 years ago. So I'm probably one of the last people who actually read the final revised draft ESGEIS last summer, and I was shocked at how ancient the data was, how incomplete the data were, and that's how come it would be completely inappropriate to purport to protect New Yorkers from shale fracking hazards based on information that's outdated, outmoded, incomplete, and that's how come we really need to know how is Dr. Zucker's very powerful recommendation going to get translated into reality. And the public has a right, I believe, to have that spelled out before it's too late to do anything about it. That's our simple request to the governor. Make everything open, make it transparent so we know what's happening, so we know that this very weighty Department of Health recommendation will actually be translated into reality.
All right, so before the 10-day comment period, you want people to contact the government and tell them to make this ban permanent, right?
What we want to do is we want to know, is it going to be permanent? Is it going to totally outlaw shale fracking, or is it going to potentially allow it to begin in the years to come? And how is that key Department of Health review recommendation going to get translated into reality? So your listeners can go to toxictargeting.com, click on Marcellus Shale in the lower right-hand corner. They can join the more than 1,100 signatories to this coalition letter. They can call the governor's office directly, 518-474-8390, and they can, you know, basically add their voices to the literally thousands of people who have said, we want to make sure that public health is going to be rigorously protected, you know, as Dr. Zucker recommended, and we want to know how that's going to happen before it's too late. We don't want a final ESGEIS adopted, you know, because once that happens, it's too late to revise it.
Could, under a final ESGEIS that has the wording that you want to see, Walter, couldn't a pro-fracking governor come in at some point in the future and turn things around?
Absolutely, no question about it. But that's
a long way down the line.
We have to worry about basically making sure that Governor Cuomo is going to do what Dr. Zucker recommended. And when we send him this very respectful coalition letter,
and he doesn't respond,
that silence is very telling.
So you actually think that the governor may back off what he said in December, that he was going to follow Zucker's commentary and decide to at least temporarily ban fracking? You think he's moved off from that?
See, the trick is, as you know, the rule in government is trust but verify. And so if your listeners watched the cabinet meeting, it was an amazing piece of political theater. The governor made every effort not to actually, you know, say that shale fracking was going to be prohibited. He said it's going to be self-executing, right? I love it when my commissioners, in effect, take responsibility and I don't have to. So he never really embraced, you know, basically permanently prohibiting shale fracking. It wasn't clear what was going on because, as you noted in the beginning of the show, Zucker simply said that it should not proceed in New York State. He didn't say how long it shouldn't proceed. He didn't say how we were going to determine, you know, whether it could be allowed to proceed. So the devil is in the details.
And we have to wait for more studies to come in. So do you think that the language of a permanent ban will be in the S-Geis before any big, large studies come in?
That's what we're trying to determine. We want to know, how is this matter going to get handled
and
in a final S-Geis?
And that could come out at any time.
Because Martens said last December, first quarter's come and gone, the budget's been resolved, and so that's how come activists are taking concerted action each and every day.
Walter Hang is an anti-fracking activist and founder of Toxics Targeting. Thank you so much.
Jobs and strong communities.